This is program number LW2717. Well, you know, science really is something new. Hi, this is Larry West. Did you know that 9 out of every 10 scientists who have ever lived are alive today? And you know, scientists are a cautious group. They are. That's because even celebrated scientists have made embarrassing mistakes. Dr. Vannevar Bush, who developed computers, was asked once if rockets might travel as far as 3,000 miles. He said, "I feel confident that it will not be done for a very long period of time." 20 years, just 20 years after he had made that statement, rockets blasted off to the moon. Got a question for you. Have you ever been told that science and the Bible disagree? Maybe you saw something on television or read it in a magazine. It does seem to be the general consensus that science and the Bible just cannot agree. That's why Robert Jastrow wrote in the New York Times magazine these words: "When an astronomer writes about God, his colleagues may assume he is either over the hill or that he's going bonkers." Let me tell you a story, a true one, about a fellow named Philippe Semmelweis. He graduated from medical school way back in 1844. While he was a student, he became distressed at how many young mothers he saw die, even while still in the hospitals. I mean, one out of every four was dying. And the newborn babies fared even worse. One year he counted 30,000 babies born, but only 5,000 lived long enough to leave the hospital. Why? Well, that's what he wanted to know. He was talking to a doctor friend of his one day, and he told him, "I believe the disease is caused by the doctors themselves." Well, you know he scored with that one. Anyway, to prove his point, he pointed out that he saw doctors coming directly from the dissection room to the maternity ward, and he believed that they were carrying the infections from mothers already dead from the disease to the healthy mothers they had come in to examine. On top of that, the hospital records show that the doctors who wore clean clothes and washed their hands had a better record. More of their patients lived. So he tested his idea by ordering doctors to wash their hands with soap and water and then rinsing them in a strong chemical solution before examining their patients. Now, we today know the need for killing infection, but Semmelweis was just discovering it. And here's what's amazing. He fought a single-handed battle. I mean, the doctors then didn't want to wash their hands. Even the head of the hospital, a fellow named Johann Klein, blinded by ignorance and jealousy, restricted Semmelweis at all steps. You see, back then, the success of a doctor was judged by his wealth, not by how many lives he had saved. Besides that, the young doctors especially enjoyed wearing blood-encrusted examination coats. It made them feel like experienced doctors. Blood all over their clothes was a status symbol. But what they didn't know was that they were contaminated with disease and people were dying. And prejudice mounted against Semmelweis so great that he was finally driven from Vienna. And it wasn't until years later that science finally discovered there are germs that cause infections and it kills patients. Now, believe it or not, the Bible had already told about that over 3,000 years before. The Old Testament book called Leviticus gave strict rules concerning contact with corpses, with graves, with people who have diseases. One of the major rules God gave to sick people in that Bible book was that they were to avoid contact with other people. And God's further prescription was that once the disease passed, and only after it passed, was the victim to wash himself and present himself to one in authority who would certify that he was clean. The one happened to be a priest. So you see, science and the Bible not only agree, but if science would look at the Bible, it would make many of its discoveries a whole lot sooner. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, really, the Bible, well, the Bible has all the answers we need to live successful lives. It really does. I have a Bible study course I'd love to send to you. It's free. It's called For God So Loved You. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.